You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
The other day I chanced to meet a soldier friend of mine. He'd been in camp for several weeks and he was looking fine. His muscles had developed and his cheeks were rosy red. I asked him how he liked the life, and this is what he said. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. A bugler in the army is the luckiest of men. He wakes the boys at five and then goes back to bed again. He doesn't have to blow again until the afternoon. If everything goes well with me, I'll be a bugler soon. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Oh boy, the minute the battle is over. Oh boy, the minute the foe is dead. I'll put my uniform away and move to Philadelphia and spend the rest of my life in bed. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up, you've got to get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. But first I'll get the other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up, and then spend the rest of my life in bed. Thank you.
burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, here it is again. Radiola, thank you so much for listening. I'm Andy Sr. And this, I would say, is an autumn crunch edition. It's not a flavor of ice cream. In fact, I want to dissociate myself from any mention of ice cream. But a crunch, well, it's just records are crunchy, and it's autumn. And it's not as such, not a theme as such, but a mood. So what begins with, we've begun with Arthur Fields and Irving Berlin's great, the best war song ever written, by the way, Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, from 1918. And that's not just a war song. That's basically my theme song, or would be, if I didn't have another one that I like better. But that's more apposite, I think, in terms of what I'm dealing with. Adrian Rollini in his orchestra, Sugar, and I'm dealing with a bit of that too, but we're not going to even get into that. have been for some time, indeed. But love that recording. All the great ones are on there. Jack Teagarden and Benny Goodman, and I think Bunny Berrigan and Manny Klein are both in the studio for that. Wonderful, wonderful session there with that. And well, what can you say? Great, great recording off the original Decca. And Willard Robeson with our theme. And that certainly, I guess there's sort of a contradiction here. Wake up chillin' and how I hate to get up in the morning. But as you will know from listening to this program, contradictions are not uncommon. And in fact, I thrive on them. We're going to continue now. The radio lights, either Ben Sullivan or Sam Lennon, whoever you want to call it. A good one to start with. Louis James, Franklin Bauer, singing a duet here in 1926. Hello, aloha, how are you? Thank you.
are you gonna get? Will you, huh? Gosh, oh gee, now why do you refuse? I can't see what you got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze. Will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? Why, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and a girl? Oh, give me a little kiss. Will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
There's the Bell Record Orchestra, Nathan Glantz, actually. It was issued on other labels. Bell managed to get the masters, and that was off Bell. Irving Kaufman on the vocal, a very raucous version in 1926 of Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? Well, why not? Before that, Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra, Beside a Silvery Stream, 1925. Off of Victor, and I have played the other side of that, and I wanted to mention that that was a very early session on which Pee Wee Russell played. I don't think he made his first recordings with that band, and I think he's there. You can't hear him as such. There's not really any jazz in that side, but Pee Wee Russell's in the studio somewhere, so he was there in 1925. And we began with the Radio Lights in 26. Hello, aloha, how are you? How are you? That's how they used to say it. Louis James and Franklin Bauer on the vocal. This is Radiola. And we're doing fine here. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm doing fine, too. And I'm not going to, push that. But, yeah, why press my luck? I've been pressing my luck my whole life, so I'm not gonna do that, but I'm doing all right. I'm Andy Senior, and by the way, if you want to find this playlist or any other playlist, check Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or Radiola Rhythm sometimes will work. These shows are also streamed continuously on Radiola365.com. That's easy yet, and it always works. A Radiola Rhythm might not. It's capricious that way. Radiola continues now with Helen Kane in 1929. And why shouldn't it? Here she is. Ain't ya?
Some girls keep their sweeties guessing, but I am different, I'm confessing that I'm crazy over you. Oh, I admit that. said you're my big moman. I never knew what a steady bowman till you came my way. Now listen while I say. Ain't you kind of glad and ain't you kind of gay when you hear me say I love you? Oh, tell me, baby, ain't you? And don't you kind of miss a little bit of bliss when a hug or kiss I give you? Oh, tell me, baby, don't you? Pretty soon there'll be a honeymoon, and to the preacher we will go. And in a year, maybe, honey dear, we'll have a poo-poo baby. Poo-poo baby. Oh, ain't you kind of glad and ain't you kind of gay when you hear me say I love you? Oh, tell me, baby, ain't you? Poo-poo baby. And didn't you used to say that on some future day that you'd buy lingerie for your little baby? Oh, tell me, baby, didn't you? And can't you take me, please, down to Tiffany's and buy some rings and things for your little baby? Oh, tell me, honey, can't you? Now, if you don't, then I'll get mad and I won't be nice and sweet to you. You know what I'll do? I'll get the blues, then I'll refuse to poo-poo baby, poo-poo baby. But when everything is set, ain't you gonna get a parlor, kitchenette, and twin beds? No, tell me, baby, ain't you?
If I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife. We're made for one another, just like a fork and knife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband, and you didn't know my wife.
Somehow my arms just seem to fit round your waist.
Somehow your lips, I feel, must have the right taste. Oh, tell me, why didn't we meet sooner? Where were you all my life? Oh, if I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife. These two couples mean no harm. It's just the way that they fool around and play, pass the time away. Kidding one another's wives, it's better than a show. How the girl folk laugh and giggle when they whisper low. We'd always be together, never a care or strife, if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. We'd get along together just like a drum and fife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife.
I've got a ring that's just a 5-carat wow.
But here's the thing, my wife is wearing it now. I'm sorry, I'd love to take you out, dear, but why should I risk your life? Oh, if I didn't know your husband, and you didn't know my wife, I'd let you sew on buttons mend all my shirts for life. If I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife. I'd let you do my cooking, I've got deception now. If I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my frow.
You know those coats with fable fur around the neck?
Yes, I'd buy you one, but my wife signs all of the checks. Too bad, dear, we'd raise a lot of children, we'd bear the care and strife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife.
Until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. Your love is the kind I adore, love, something worth living for, love, every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, gay. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too?
And that was I don't know why I programmed that set that way. It just seemed to seemed to flow in that direction. Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lewis Levin on the vocal there. That was a song also recorded by Bing Crosby, Gay Love, and it had a different meaning then. But from the previous recording, which was a very nice okay of Jerry Macy, Ed Smalls, the OK Cut-Ups, If I Didn't Know Your Husband and You Didn't Know My Wife. Well, it's odd when, you know, two guys are singing like that, but that's, who cares? This is a new century. We can live with that. Beginning with Helen Kane, Ancient, 1929. And this is Radiola, and our tolerance is almost beyond endurance. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not a nihilist. I have a certain disregard for certain things, but I do what I can to I'm very open to if people are nice and treat each other decently, I'm not gonna ask too many questions. here's Charles Dornberger. And this is sort of, this set has a little theme to it, so try to endure that with me. Charles Dornberger and his orchestra, 1924. And there's a nice trombone solo on here, too. Glad Eyes.
Thank you.
Willie Krieger and his entertainers, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, Why Do You Roll Those Eyes, 1926. And, let's, you know, you can see the theme starting here. Before that, the middle song was the Original Six, George Kelly's group on OK from 1922. Eyes, Until You Looked at Me, and we began with Charles Dornberger on Victor in 1924, Glad Eyes, so... The eyes have it, I suppose. This is Radiola, and we're not above making terrible jokes, or even good ones on occasion. Although you might have to strain to catch those. And if you have to, strain, have somebody help you pick it up. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not moving any pianos this week either. We're going to continue with Al Jolson and vocal set. Sure, Al Jolson in 1920. On Columbia. And you know, here's some castanets coming up. So this is a castanet alert. Castanets and see what you catch. But you know, if you have to strain, you know what I said there. That wonderful kid, and I'm straining like crazy. That wonderful kid from Madrid.
On a Spanish guitar may sound silly as can be, but it all depends on where you are. One night in the plaza, the national jazzer performed the command of the king, and I've got to hand it to that Spanish bandit, he certainly knows a good thing. Now, Carmencita, the sweet señorita, that wonderful kid from Madrid. She carried on so, that poor old Alfonso had only one thought, it is lit. She wriggled and jiggled, and oh, how she wiggled, and that wasn't all that she did. For she had improvements on all of the movements, that wonderful kid from Madrid, la la. La 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 la. See, I'd like to be a Spanish king. First, I'd buy me a guitar. Then I'd learn to play upon the thing. I'd get Carmencita, la belle señorita. For what could be sweeter than that? I'd tickle false tangos while she dazzled tangos and played every tune in some flat. La Carmencita, the sweet señorita, that wonderful kid from Madrid. She filled an casco so full of Tabasco, he nearly went off of his lid. Mr. King holler daily for her ukulele. Did he like it? I'll say that he did. For this Spaniola was some mean gondola, that wonderful kid from Madrid. La fa da ri ca da la fa, la fa da ra ca da ya ca. She filled on Castro so full of Tabasco, he nearly went off of his lid. For this Spaniola shook some mean gondola, that wonderful kid from Madrid. Voila.
Thank you.
Now, there really wasn't a theme to that set. I just thought they were a nice grouping of selections to play, and somewhat diverse. As I said, we began with Al Jolson, That Wonderful Kid from Madrid, 1920. Then the Norfolk Jazz Quartet in 1921. When I walked up, I was sharp as a tack. That's pretty odd stuff. Very, very proto-doo-wop, you could say. And then we had Olive Klein and Elsie Baker with a George Hamilton Green song from 1920, which you don't hear very often, unless the All-Star Trio has recorded it. Alabama Moon. And that's a rare song. You don't hear that a lot, but there they are with Alabama Moon. And this being Radiola, and me being who I am, and you know who I am, but I'll say it again, Andy Sr. here from the microphone standpoint of it. You know how to find the playlist too. I already told you that. Having played Alabama Moon, I could not restrain myself from playing this. Lottie Lenya, 1955. Kurt Vile's Alabama song. I think it fits.
Oh, show us the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next whiskey bar. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die.
I tell you, we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, we now must say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey on the
why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next pretty boy. For if we don't find the next pretty boy,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. For if we don't find the next little dollar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.